welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old.
Welcome back. Hello. Welcome back to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We are 2 days late, but that's okay. Nobody's counting, right?
We probably have people ready to jump out the window.
I know. People are probably worried about us. We're here. Don't you worry.
We're here.
We're just so busy, you know?
Yeah.
So busy.
What did we have? Basketball game.
Yeah. We had to go to the basketball playoffs this weekend.
12-year-old, sixth grade.
I just drank that smoothie so fast, I think it's like stuck. Ugh. I think it's going to come back.
Oh, no.
So if I throw up on
this
podcast.
That's like that emoji with the green throw up.
Yeah. If I throw up on this podcast, I'm sorry.
At least it's a podcast, not a vlog.
True. That would get us a lot of views, though. You know?
Yeah. Maybe you should try it.
No. I'm not willing to sacrifice my throw up.
Well, if you were going to do it anyway, you need to keep like a camera in every room, you know, like they do on Summer House.
Yeah.
Then you could see what's going on.
Yeah, good idea. All right. Well,
so
The Bachelor was a long 7 days ago.
It was, and there's been a lot of reading and writing taking place in between.
Yeah, and listening to other podcasts.
Basically, what happened?
So Madison gave him the ultimatum.
Oh, yeah. She pulled him aside at the hangar.
Yeah. And so she says, I don't want you to have sex with any of these girls.
He says, what? Wait.
Who?
What?
When? Are you sure?
What are you saying? Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yeah. And she kept, and they kept being like, she was like, wait. He was like, what? And she was like, well, I don't know, but like, just don't. Like, it was very, like, wishy-washy and, like...
Yeah, like... And he's like, wait, what? Nobody told me you were a virgin? What?
She never said the word virgin.
Never. Because they played that crap up with Colton.
And she didn't say it. She never said it, and he never said it. The only person that said it was Hannah Ann.
That said it about Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He never. So she tells him, I don't want you to sleep with them. Blah, blah, blah. Of course, the show goes on. They have Hannah Ann, Victoria F. And then Madison's very last. But she never says virgin. He never says virgin.
So even though, and I have to admit, I did a lot of fast forwarding. Even though she said, I don't know if I could be with you if you had sex with these girls. He did it anyway.
Yes.
Because that was before they got to Australia.
Correct. But in Peter's defense, she never said she was a virgin. She just said, I don't want you to have sex with these people. Which Hannah Ann could have said that, and Victoria F. could have said that. They all probably don't want him to have sex with anybody else but them. But I feel like if she would have said, I think I read this or heard this, you know, if she would have said, I'm a virgin, that like takes it to another level, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just feel like if he's gonna pick her, and I don't know if he's made his choice yet, but she seems like the front runner, why would he have sex with the other girls?
I think because he didn't know he was gonna pick her because he's so stupid.
Yeah, he keeps walking around saying, I'm in love with three women.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Somebody needs to tell him who he loves.
Yeah. So let's go through the date. So he goes with Hannah Ann first on the little jet ski escapade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jet escapade.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Well, and then she's like, I just want you to know that whatever I need to do or whatever you need to do, I'm down with it. I'm good with whatever happens with anybody else. It's like, okay.
I'm like, could that have been any more producer prompted? Like,
exactly.
You do you, boo-boo. You just... It doesn't, don't
Translation
even.
Is, if you sleep with the other girls, I'm still here and I'm down for the ring.
Yep. I thought that was very.
It's like, who has a conversation like that? Like, there's no more conversation. It's all a scripted
yeah,
plot for the next scene.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think, but I don't, I didn't feel that way with Hannah B.
No.
I think it's just Peter because they're just real. So stupid. Yeah. And she would say, like, my family, and I'd talk about her family. Like, yeah. We don't know anything about anybody on this show. So they do their jet ski. Yeah, they do their jet ski stuff. And then they're, like, kissing on the beach. And then they come back to the hotel room for the fantasy suite. Did you like... Was she the one wearing that pink
dress?
Yeah,
she was she was wearing that flowy thing.
Dress. I thought it was pretty.
It was very pretty, and it... The décolleté.
Yeah.
Like it was a high neck. But
yeah.
It showed off her shoulders and it was very.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Word on the street, she has fake boobs.
Huh.
Last week, she walked in here with her titty hanging out.
She did in that hanger.
Yeah.
So she's young for fake boobs.
I think
did she get that as a graduation present?
I think they'll put them in at 18.
High school? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see her daddy letting that happen, but.
Maybe her mom did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So they also, did you see when they sit on the bed in the room? She's like,
yeah,
I'm doing a very uncomfortable position.
Yeah, all stiff.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I've heard this like 10 times this week on all the stuff we read that they're like brother and sister.
Ew.
Like it's so awkward and like there's not a connection at all.
I don't think any
all.
Of them like him.
No.
I don't even think Madison does. You think she does?
No, the only person that did was Kelsey.
I think so, too. And Kelsey was all in.
I know. So yeah. So then they do the scene where they're like, producers are like, oh, wait, there's a foggy door. You guys should go on the other side.
Oh, and yes.
Put your hand up
like you're just struggling.
Yeah.
Is it an attack or is it like?
No, it's Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is so uncomfortable. Ranger Rick is going to be not happy with that.
Yeah.
That's her dad.
You better get away from the axe.
Yeah. He'll throw an axe at you.
Axes, because, yeah. I just don't remember where they've made such an emphasis on the having sex in the fantasy suite. It's always been kind of left up in the air and intriguing and a mystery thing.
Well, I think it started with Colton.
And then now it's like a given.
Yeah.
You got to have sex with these women in the second to last episode or it's not going to happen.
Nick Viall said that he only had sex with the one that he picked.
Well, and that makes sense.
Yeah. Raven was the other one. And Rachel. Remember?
Yeah.
And he picked Vanessa, the Canadian. Didn't she throw up?
She threw up in that
simulator.
That simulator, that astronaut thing.
Isn't that what Victoria Peters did?
I think so.
Ugh. Well, so anyway, Hannah Ann has her day. They don't show her in the morning, by the way, but they do show her come back to their shared suite because they are sharing a suite.
All glowing or?
Yeah, they're like, wow, you look so skinny. You look really tan. She's like, well, I went on jet skis yesterday. So, yeah, so awkward that they're
ridiculous.
They're all staying together because they found some meat and potatoes of Madison being the virgin ultimatum. So they're all staying together, which is like the first time in Bachelor history. And so Victoria F is next because they're going to leave the virgin last. So he has a chance with all these other girls.
Yeah. So he can say, whoops, I forgot what you told me. Dang.
So then, he goes with Victoria F and they go to like the waterfalls or something.
Oh, yeah.
And all they're doing is, like, making out in the waterfalls. And then she goes, we haven't even had in a fight today. And he's like, yeah.
I can't stand it.
And then...
I think I fast-forwarded all of that.
I know you probably fast-forwarded this. He said, everything in Victoria F and I's relationship is perfect except our communication.
Yes, I did see that. I wrote it down. Yes, we have a perfect relationship. Our problem is communicating.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. So then she goes to the fantasy suite. Good thing it was a different room.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
And it's not the Best Western that he was staying in.
Virginia Beach.
Yeah. So then, they show her.
No offense, Best Western.
Yeah, no offense. If you guys want to sponsor us, we'll still take it. So then, Victoria F is, they show her the next morning. Like laying on his chest.
Yes, and smiling.
And they're like patting each other.
Ugh. All of it.
So my prediction so far, I don't think he had sex with Hannah Ann. I think he just had sex with Victoria F. Quote unquote, was intimate.
I think you probably could be right, because Hannah Ann is not into him at all.
And she's like a baby.
She might be the virgin.
I would believe it.
Yeah.
She's only 23. Well, so anyway.
If she's not, has she ever even mentioned? She has never been in love. She told him that was one of their issues. She's probably never even had a boyfriend, or like, besides her high school homecoming king boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. So then Victoria F. comes back, and she looks like ragged. Like, she looks like she did the walk of shame. She like comes back, and they're like, "You look really skinny."
You lose weight after you have sex?
Maybe if you don't eat, I don't know.
I have to try it.
So then, yeah, she comes back, and then now Madison is getting more and more upset every time the girls are coming back because she's like walking on the balcony.
Yeah. You know, she's got her cute little denim jacket with the frayed edges. I thought it was really cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it's finally her date.
What did they do?
They climbed on the top of the sky.
Oh, yes.
They're in Australia.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So they climbed on the.
Yeah.
And I don't have a fear of heights, but that was, I was like, I don't like this.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the deal with this show that they always doing that?
They do something to push you out of your comfort zone. So you have to be like, oh, I'm so scared.
I don't know.
So,
yeah. And then they went on their dinner. Did she wear the same dress as?
No, but she was wearing a silver dress.
Yeah.
The last one was a jumpsuit. It was a silver dress. And her makeup is so bad.
It's caked on because she has a bad ruddy complexion.
Well, her eyebrows, first of all, it's like this day and age after Instagram and all the eyebrow trends, people think like, oh, I got to fill in my eyebrows, which is like different than what the trends used to be. You know, it was pluck, pluck, pluck. So she fills them in with like a freaking Sharpie, like a square in the front, and just like draws a line around the shape of her eyebrows and comes down and then back around.
I hadn't noticed
like
that.
It's like a complete just like. Square on
I noticed her skin is very like she needs proactive, like she's got those little pimples,
yeah,
and her hairline is like a half inch from her eyebrows.
Well, her it's like she has all these little like she needs a smooth, like a straightener, like it's all like fuzzy all around her face.
Her hair's fuzzy the whole time
and fuzzy on the top, like it's so humid or something. But now they're in Australia, so it's like I get they were in the jungle whenever that last date. But her mascara, her bottom eyelashes, it's like little spokes.
It's
so bad. She has these piercing blue eyes, and she wears like mascara, so it's like spokes, like twiggy, like spokes on the bottom. It's like, what is that?
I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
She needs a makeover.
Yeah.
Because she's, I mean, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's just young. Like, she's just in high school, went to Walgreens and got her some makeup.
I know. And so, yeah, so she goes on.
Because daddy probably just started letting her wear makeup.
Yeah. And I put my hands on you when you were born. And I asked the Lord.
I asked you to get your husband.
I asked the Lord to make you a husband. I didn't know if he was born yet. So then they get the fantasy suite card. And she's like, to me, it seemed like it was either A, like a pageant, like she was trying to answer it in a pageant way. And I don't know if she's done pageants, but like saying everything, but saying, except.
Yeah, like beating around the bush.
Yeah, beating around the bush. Like she was like, well, if you were to be with, I'm like, why is she saying it like this? Like, just say it. And other
and
girls.
He's, and he's like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, there are other girls here. So if you were with them, you know. What? That's how she kept saying. And then he was like, what are you saying? And she was like, well, if, you know, like you're with them.
Yes.
I can't be with you.
So painful.
And I was like, just say it.
Yeah.
Be about it.
You're about to pick me and you're sleeping with these other two girls. Then sorry, you're not picking me.
Well, she made a very valid point when she was like, I just can't see you wanting to be engaged to me if you had sex with somebody else last week.
Well, but that's not true because he's a boy.
Well, but That's the whole point of the show.
I know.
It's not real life. Yeah, if in real life somebody proposed to you and last week they had sex with somebody else, you'd say, well, probably don't want to get engaged to you. But you're on The Bachelor.
Yeah. People have sex on their bachelorette parties or bachelor parties. They don't have any intentions of canceling that wedding.
Yeah, but I don't think their person knows that they're doing that.
Well, just saying, I can see how Peter would think that those two don't even cross.
Yeah.
What's
well,
the difference?
To me, and I thought back, you know, after watching it, that Peter probably was just like thinking Madison was just like, I don't want you to like those other girls. And he was like, well, I have to test the waters. And so he just did it. And then he was like, well, I didn't know she was going to break up with me.
Yeah.
But she just was going to be sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I know. And so my thing is, you know, when Luke P gave Hannah the ultimatum,
it was the world
was
ending.
He was a horrible person. And she was like, yeah, girl, you stick up for your rights, girl. Way to go, girl.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening with Madison.
No.
They're not acting like Madison's a bad guy.
No. I do think that's interesting. And I can't really see the difference. I mean, people said that Luke was like making her feel bad for her previous decisions and Madison wasn't. She said, I understand you're not a virgin and that's okay. I know you've been with other girls and that's okay. Just for me, for my beliefs. So people were saying that her approach,
I think,
is
it's
a
the
lot
delivery,
better.
Yeah, because nobody liked Luke anyway.
I agree with that, but it is literally the same situation.
Thing. And for a girl, I'm sorry, but there is a difference. For a girl to have sex with a man, a boy, whatever, in this case, boy, it means more than when the boy just does it. Because a boy can just do it and not be connected. But I don't think girls are built that way.
Well, I think everybody's
evidently she is, because she went with Peter 4 times and picked Jed.
I think any of their beliefs is fine. I mean, I think you can believe whatever you want to believe, even if it's not my beliefs. But I agree with Madison. I want to be with somebody who has the same beliefs as me. That's what she should have said.
Yeah.
Because whenever she asked him last week, faith is a really big deal. And he was like, yeah, it is. Me too. I was like, that should have been a red flag right there. He obviously doesn't have the same beliefs as you.
I drink tea out of a wine glass every night.
Yeah. He obviously he does not have the same beliefs as her at all. It doesn't even has nothing to do with the sex. So.
No. So
it was all very
what's
interesting.
What's going to happen?
So I think obviously I saw
Monday it's Women Tell All it's another episode first.
No, it's Women Tell All first. The finale is next week. Like next week.
How does Victoria F get on Women Tell All if there's not a show first?
Maybe there is. I don't know. I know tomorrow's a Woman Tell All. Maybe there's some show before it.
Okay. Or maybe what we've been reading is wrong.
Maybe. But I obviously so clearly, Madison leaves because she's mad he had sex with somebody. And then that's when he's like, I think I want to be with her. I didn't know she was actually going to leave. And the mom says, go bring her.
Why is he laying down in the bed like he's dead in a coffin?
Because I heard that Chris Harrison comes in and says Madison has left.
Oh, and then he has to
lay down.
Oh, God, the vapors.
And then okay. Hannah Ann says, what am I, chopped liver?
Look at my boobs. I told you I would do anything. It didn't matter. Like, you know, it's okay.
Oh, get her.
And Victoria F. is like, okay, I'm out of here, peeps.
Yeah. See ya, B.I.P.
So. Yes. Victoria F. in Bachelor in Paradise. Perfect. Even Hannah Ann.
Well, Hannah G. turned out to be exciting in Paradise. And yeah. She was so boring in Golden Season.
She was.
So
she was boring in Bachelor in Paradise too. But so everybody wanted her. They're going to love Hannah Ann.
So I think that the reason that there's still no spoilers is because Madison is not going to come back until... So the final rose, I think, is just going to end and she's going to be gone and he's going to be like, I wish it would have been her. Then they're going to do that after show, the after show again after the final rose.
Yeah. Like Ari and Becca.
And
then
he's going to pick her on that one. So that's live. That's why. Because that happens. Like it'll happen in 2 weeks. That's why it hasn't been.
I see.
That's why it hasn't been spoiled. Because they shot the show 3 months ago or whatever.
Right.
But they do that after the Rose Live.
Yeah.
And then they're going to...
And they say, well, what did you think watching Beth?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it hasn't been spoiled.
And why would she be there?
Because she's going to say, just kidding. The sex doesn't matter. And the mom's going to say, go get her! Bring her home!
That's going to be so anticlimactic by now. Speaking of that, they're already announcing the new Bachelorette tomorrow morning on Good Morning America.
But Reality Steve has already leaked it as well.
Yes.
It's Claire. Claire, you may ask who that is. So did I.
I remember Claire.
I have watched every season except for Juan Pablo.
And she was on Juan Pablo. But she was on Bachelor in Paradise after that. Yeah, she was also on The Bachelor Winter Games.
And I didn't watch that, so I guess I'm lying. I didn't watch everything. Yeah. I was in college on that.
Yeah, you were busy.
I was so busy, I couldn't watch that. It was actually on when the Olympics was on.
Yeah, it was the Winter Olympics.
And I was watching the Olympics.
Well, it wasn't on... Was it on the same... I thought it was like the few weeks before the Olympics.
Maybe so, but I don't know. Like, I don't think it
competed with the Olympics.
Well, I didn't watch it. So, Claire...
Yes, Claire is...
Crazy Claire. She's 38.
She's 38.
I'm down for that.
I'm down for something different. She's a little cray-cray.
She's
going to
say, listen here, boys. I've had sex with a lot of men, okay? I have been around this block. So before any of you get in...
You want to talk about Juan Pablo? Let's go.
Before anybody gets in here with his virgin talk, hit the road.
Because she could be a Hannah B.,
like a ball buster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, because she was on the other shows I saw. I don't remember her on Paradise. I remember her on the Olympic Games.
She's like, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Talking to me?
On the Olympic Games.
So, yeah, but we saw that the men so far from
are
Twitter.
Are young.
Yeah. They're, no.
You I thought he said they were,
you must
there
not
were
read
many
today.
That weren't in their 30s yet.
You must have not read it today.
Oh, no.
It was like the youngest one is like 26. Because they were casting before they decided who the Bachelorette was, and then they found out she was 38, so they told those 25-year-olds.
Good.
See you next time.
I was thinking, you could have a cougar, you know, one or two choices, but not all of them.
And it was like two of them are divorced. One of them has two of them have kids. Like it was like it's like older people.
That's reality.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So. Yep, I can really see myself.
I am down for the change. I mean, I cannot take...
If Hannah Ann is the Bachelorette, we are rioting.
Yes, a 23-year-old, I just got out of my mama's wound.
Wound?
That's what I had. A big one.
Womb.
It was a wound.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. I've never been in love. But I'm down for whatever you need from me. I just want you to know. It's like, God.
She should have said I'm DTF. Do you know what that means?
Down to
fornicate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I thought what she was saying is I'm DTF, and if you DTF with anybody else, I'm down for that too.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that's what the whole conversation was. I won't pressure you in any way.
Yeah.
And whatever.
I'm so much
happens,
better than Madison.
Yeah. Don't, you know, I just want you to know. It's like, goodness.
So, anyways, well, I'm looking forward to
me
it.
Me too. Tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Good Morning America.
Yep. All right. Moving on. Should we talk about the Shaws? You think it's boring right now, don't you?
I do. Refresh. Because I still, nothing.
So Reza beat up that guy with the water.
Is that the last time we saw it?
No. And so then that's what's happening.
Okay.
So then they're going to do that mud run. And
They
invite Destiny, but Destiny has to prove herself to Reza that she's worthy of joining the group again.
Yeah, because he sent that group text and said, if y'all are in here with Ali, you are not my friend.
Yeah, that's funny. So then she says, I'm sorry. And she got duped by MJ.
Mears.
So, but Mears said, I was in ICU. I was not texting anybody. So I guess we'll find out what...
They just needed a big-ass storyline for this season.
I know. Well, and Mike is trying to redo his parents' house
complex. Yeah, and he's a loser, and they don't trust
him. I think that stuff is more interesting than a pretend fight with...
Yeah, me too.
Reza and Mercedes. Yeah. I would rather... Like a vlog. Like, I would rather just see what they're doing every day.
Yeah. I want to see Mike... trying to have the contractors come.
Yeah, and Gigi, she went to get her baby, so that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, she had to do a
in vitro
thickening of her uterine lining.
Yeah.
I can't see her being a mom.
Hell no.
God, I hope her mom's ready.
Yeah.
They used to show her parents.
Yeah, and her sister.
Yeah.
Remember when she was fighting with her sister so much?
Yeah, all the time.
So anyway, that's pretty much all that happened, I guess.
Yeah, they did the mud run. Never seen more unathletic people. Yeah. Well, I guess I do see those every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did have a bunch of people with them that were not on the show, though. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I'd like to know who they are.
Me too. I want to know all those things. And instead then of just...
Nima is his ex-girlfriend is leaving him, and he's like, I thought we'd end up married. And she was like, no, never.
Yeah, I thought we'd always end up together. Where are you going?
She was like, no. Jeez.
Leaving you, Nima.
Yeah, so that's all that happened.
Yeah.
I think they're still setting it up for the big
Sherman's
explosion.
Still not there.
Swervin' Sherman is my favorite person.
Sherman needs to show the hell up, in Reza's words.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's all.
I noticed the... expensive freaking jewelry that everybody's wearing.
Yes, that Cartier stuff, right?
Well,
that's on Summer House. That's what Paige has.
Same thing.
It's this that ring
she,
is what
she bought. He
are?
Bought her the ring though, but they bought the bracelets. They're super popular. So he had like
Reza had like five four thousand
bracelets on. And then the Rolex,
how obnoxious.
I mean, they're all about the jewelry.
Yeah.
And then Glonessa had the diamond ones on.
Yes. Saw her sitting at the restaurant looking at her menu.
Drinking like herbal pregnancy tea or whatever. Anyways, let's talk about...
She tells the guy, I need to get pregnant. What can I have?
He was like, sex?
You're not going to find that over here, lady.
Let's talk about Summer House.
Yeah. Summer House is my favorite right now.
Yeah.
Well, I like New Jersey too. But Summer House, it was 4th of July party?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did the 4th of July.
Kyle and Amanda got to come back.
Yes. And they are so depressing.
Yeah.
They need to call it a day.
The writing is on the wall. I repeat, the writing is on the wall.
Well, it's always been on the wall. But now I think it's on the wall that Kyle should look at. Everybody, you know, like it's always been like, Amanda, don't marry him. Yeah. Amanda,
yeah,
look
at him.
He's
a bad boy.
I think people are like, Kyle, look at her. Don't marry her.
He was like, you know, we have to get up early and we both have full-time jobs and we're trying to do this lover boy. And she was like, I'm a bitch in the morning. I don't want to get up early. You don't want me to get up early. And he was like, before 9?
I'm so tired.
Yeah. I do a full day of work and I don't want to come home. I just want to relax. So
I love that impression. A little more whiny.
Thanks.
Yeah. And a more nasally.
So yeah. So they're fighting over
their life.
Yeah. And
well, he's trying to be an adult unless he's drinking drunk and has a wig on
And he wants to have sex with her and she won't have sex with him.
Yeah. And then he's going to mess around and she's going to say, you bastard.
Yep. Kyle, really? So Hannah's boyfriend came.
Ooh.
He's straight from the Jersey Shore.
Whoa. Get Armando.
Crazy. Get crazy. Get loud. Get crazy.
And not into her at all.
He said, we're whatever.
I mean, it's like, did he stay 10 minutes?
Yeah. He said, we're going to go ahead and go.
Did he not like the camera?
Maybe.
I mean, that is...
He probably didn't like Lindsay's interrogation.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it Lindsay?
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself? So what's going on? What is this with you? You guys are dating? Are you serious? Are you guys going to get together?
Yeah, because, you know, she told me that she didn't know. I mean, when are you going to tell her?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's how Lindsay is in her own life, too.
Yeah.
With poor Carl with the big ears and the hairy, hairy, hairy chest.
Yeah, so Yeah, Luke said, is this my competition?
I love that. I thought, whoops.
Yeah. And then Armand said, so what with Jack Sparrow? What's up with Jack? Because he's dressed like a pirate.
Why is that 4th of July?
I was thinking he's like Christopher Columbus or something. Like,
well, no, because a pirate is not what Christopher Columbus... And that has nothing to do with 4th of July. True. 4th of July is George Washington and...
I don't know. Because he just thought it was fun. So, yeah, but...
Yeah, I'm just like a pirate for the 4th.
But, yeah, poor Carl and Lindsay.
Man, he better run. He needs to run. She's psycho. Note to all girls out there.
Yeah.
You got to have more self-control.
I know.
Even if that's what she feels like. I know. Mean,
like, and they were like going
to
go.
Like Carl said to Kyle, we've only been together. We made out 5 days ago.
Yeah. And they're like going to go out. I didn't even know what the fight started about. They were going to go out and.
They were drunk.
Yeah. And he was like. Bossing her around, or what was it even about?
She didn't want to go. And he said, come on, let's go. And she said, no, I don't want to go. You need to stay with me.
And he's
like, no, I don't want to stay. And that was the fight. If you don't stay with me, that means you don't like me.
Oh, I hate that shit.
And then the other girls were sitting in the bed watching a movie.
Oh, I know. I'm like, why are you on this show?
I mean, yeah.
You could do that and not be on the show. Why are you on this show?
I'm tired. It was Amanda and Paige.
Yeah. Well, Paige is now wifed up with Perry.
Acts like she's not.
Yeah.
Well, she did say, I'm not coming next weekend because I've been here every weekend and I'm going to spend some time with Perry.
Yeah.
Didn't go over very well.
You are on a show. I don't understand.
Yeah. That's not going to be good. We're going to have little new girl, copycat girl, step into Paige's shoes.
Angelica or whatever.
Just step into Paige's shoes.
Yeah.
I can do it. Yeah. I wear all her clothes.
Yeah, I already have everything she wears. Yeah, so that was pretty much everything that happened.
Yeah, I can't imagine the trashing of the house that goes on.
I know. I hope they have like a cleaning crew or something.
I think they must, but it's like, who owns that house? That I hope they get a lot of money.
Well, they redecorated
it. I know. It was all redone. They must have
thought, man, our house looks bad on the...
Yeah, it's looking dated.
Yeah. With the yellow cabinets or like the whatever the color
that
brown.
That golden oak. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So...
More drama to come.
Yeah.
And Amanda was telling Paige, she was like, Kyle wants to talk about how I don't want to have sex with him right now. And I just don't want to do that before a party. And Paige was like, yeah, why would you want to do that before a party? I was like, that's embarrassing. Y'all know you're on TV.
And yeah. And who? And I don't know.
I just, all these people must get so numb to the fact that they're getting recorded. I'm like, you know, you're on TV.
I know. And well, and one more thing. Why is Danielle there?
She wishes she was still in the cast, but they didn't let her.
I mean, and then she's acting like she's all put out because Lindsay's with, and Lindsay put her in her dang place.
She said, Danielle, shut up.
I love that.
Because they were like going to kiss. I totally know that person, Danielle, as a person.
Yes.
It's so annoying. Ew, you guys. Ew. Oh, I'm a third wheel. Gray. Oh, you guys are getting married now. Oh.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And they're
girl.
All like 35 years old.
Yeah.
Shut up. People, that just goes to show, which is good for people my age, that now 30 is really 19. So I am, and I don't mind saying 57, I'm really 30. Maybe 35.
Wow.
There you go.
You don't even want to say 40.
No.
All right.
No, because those almost 30.
Yeah, they're almost
people.
They're Carl like, is almost 40.
They're like 21.
And Kyle.
Kyle is. And he's 39 years old.
And he said, dating somebody 10 years younger than me, and she won't even.
And she's so tired. Yeah. What's going to happen in 10 years?
Yeah. So.
Yep.
Anyway. All right. What was the next show? Did you watch Below Deck Sailing? You don't like it.
I did, but I didn't really like it.
I like it.
It was boring to me.
Well, we're developing these characters. We don't even know them. So we can't start. We have to start from zero.
I know.
So
I'm going to keep watching.
Chef Adam and...
They brought the damn baby on. What's that about?
I don't know. Chef Adam and the Chief Stew.
Let me just say one thing before you get going on the people. When you have a baby that's 1 month old, you're still bleeding. And you're on a damn yacht.
I think they have bathrooms.
But still, you're going on a boat and
it was 1 month old.
It was 1 month old.
Hmm. They must have signed the contract and didn't realize what they were doing.
I don't know. So anyway, continue.
Adam and the Chief Stew.
What's her name?
Rebecca.
I always want to call her Hannah. Oh, is it Becca? Is it yucky like that?
Something like that. I don't know.
It's like Hannah and Becca. Yeah. It's Becca.
I don't know. But she is not doing her job to stay with Adam Moore. Did you see that? You must not have been watching that well, because there was a lot that happened. So
okay, fill me in.
The little blonde one who's the second stew.
Yeah.
She's pissed because she's having to help the third stew who can't do anything.
Do all the laundry.
And then she's helping whatever the first stew's name is, helping her do the job she doesn't want to do because she wants to stay with Adam. So
right.
She, Morgan, is that? No, she looks like Morgan. she was like, Hannah, June,
yeah.
Can you come up and make some coffee?
Yeah.
And she comes up and they're talking, Adam and her are talking in the galley, like just talking, like hanging out. And so she like comes up and makes coffee and then goes back and then goes back down to the rooms to help the other one with the cheats.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah. I'm just doing what I'm told, but like it seems like I'm doing a lot of things.
Well, I did see the part where the Australian girl, the singer girl,
when she yelled at her.
She yelled at her about the laundry, and then she said, "Wait, which one's the dryer?"
Yeah,
she didn't even know which one was the washer and dryer.
Yeah,
hey, the Chief Stew didn't. We got to find out her name.
I know,
Becca.
So we'll
she's yelling at her to do the laundry, but she didn't even know which one's the dryer.
I know. Well, she's like, three people can't find their shirts. Where are they?
You got to get more organized. I can't have this.
Well, to me, I'm like, you have to memorize people's clothes?
Well, yeah. Like, and they all look the same.
And y'all are all wearing the same three shirts. Your blacks, your whites, and your...
Maybe they should put their name in it. Maybe they got a name tag.
Right. I'm like, that seems like annoying. Like, what? I have to memorize people's clothes and their underwear and their socks?
They probably have name tags. You just put them in their own stack.
I don't know. So that's that drama. I felt bad for her. And she, did you see her in the closet? And she was like, stop it.
Stop crying. I'm not going to cry.
Yeah. I felt that before.
Yeah.
You know?
Stop.
Stop it. And then, so then the drama with the Red and Paget.
Yes.
He keeps telling her what to do. And
yeah. And she's like, so defiant.
I know.
Like, she doesn't give, like, and then, I don't know. That relationship, they ought to just call it a day right now.
I know. He's like, I've never seen any other girls before. And now that there's other girls on this boat,
it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And they went out and he's hanging out with the Australian girl. We need to know their names.
I know.
And the girlfriend.
Somebody's name is Courtney.
Yeah. Courtney is her name.
Yeah.
So the girlfriend says, do you want a drink? Like, he's with.
Can I do anything for you guys?
Yeah. You two over there cuddling up. Y'all need a drink?
Yeah.
And
I
was like, why is he with her? And she's offering to go get them drinks.
I know.
That's weird.
Did you see the scene? I think it was last episode when they share bunk beds and she made him come down from her bunk bed to sleep in his to sleep with her.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm really tired. And she was like, fine. And he was like, oh, and he like gets out of the bed and like goes down.
Oh no.
First of all, who can sleep in a twin size bed with two people?
Well, they weren't going to sleep.
Oh no, I think they were. She wanted him to come sleep with her.
I don't remember seeing that, but I don't know.
I didn't get the impression that that's what they were going to do, but maybe
because on Below Deck, when they get in each other's bunk, they're not sleeping.
Well, Courtney was, because they never hooked up.
That's what they said. I didn't think that was true, because they sure looked like they were.
I didn't think so. She was too
strong.
Yeah. She was strong in her faith, just like Madison.
Yeah. Well, she's strong.
So, yeah, that's pretty much how it ended. Oh, and Parker, I think that's his name. He kept getting in trouble because he won't listen.
Yes, and then he got depressed.
Yeah. But did you hear whenever Jenna asked, that's the Chief Stew.
Okay.
Jenna asked him.
Jenna and Hannah, yeah.
Same. Jenna asked him, are you guys going to the beach? And he goes, I'll do that when my superior tells me what to do, right in front of the guests. And she.
Oh, that's, I did see him
get in
trouble for that.
And she went to Paget and said, what's that about? She was like, it's just asking him a question.
Well, what is that about? Why couldn't he? Because he wasn't going to take orders from her?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they wanted to do a thing at the beach, a dinner at the beach.
Yeah.
And so she was asking, are y'all going to go? Like, did your superior tell you to go is what she was, what I thought she was saying.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I'll do that when I get direct orders from my superior. And she was like, okay.
There's something that happened then that we don't know.
She's probably just a bitch.
Yeah, because they all don't like her. Nobody likes a chief stew ever.
I know. Nobody likes their boss.
Is that just a show?
Well, she yelled at that poor girl about the laundry, so.
Yeah.
So,
and
anyway.
The other one, I can't figure him out. He's the most interesting, and they need to show him a little more.
The engineer.
The engineer that kind of is just, where's Waldo?
I know.
He even looks like Waldo. It's like, all, like he'll show up in the background somewhere.
He went out with them.
Yeah, but then he's like, he has his observations, and he like.
He's kind of narrating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. I kind of like it, too. I think they need to show more of him.
Yeah, and he's, like, above it. Because he's, like...
Yeah, he's not in all their shit.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care if she lost the laundry. I don't care if this one's having coffee or whatever.
Yeah. So...
So, who were the guests? She had a lot of makeup for a fat girl.
She was on America's Next Top Model as, like, one of the first plus-size ones that won.
Okay. I was trying to figure out who she was because I knew she was somebody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name's Whitney.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out who she was, but then on Watch What Happens Live, they reminded me.
So. Okay. Okay. Because I thought, man, she is in full-fledged makeup and the others look like the dog drag them out. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, this is my second time to be on reality TV. I got to make it happen.
And so. Okay. So was it on this episode that they wanted to sail? They wanted to sail and it was so windy and then the whole boat almost flipped over.
And Adam said, can we not sail? And the captain said, we're going to sail.
Yeah. I'll be darned if the chef is going to tell me how to run my boat.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's when you got to just pull out the Lunchables and the box.
Charcuterie.
And the box apple juice drinks and just hand that out. And if it falls, it doesn't mess up anything.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's talk about Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah.
So, is the pastor stuff was last time, right?
Yeah, but they still kept it going.
She was like, I hope Jax baits him up. Knocks him out. Knock him out, Jax. Knock him out.
And Ariana said, you know, it really upset me. I heard you yelling for Jax to
knock him
be
out.
Physical against Tom.
And she was like, well, yeah.
I was upset.
I was telling him to go backwoods Kentucky on his ass.
You don't understand, Ariana. I was mad.
Yeah. But I really do think that Brittany is friends with all of them.
She is. And they all care for her.
Yeah.
She's so. Not. I mean, I think Lala needs a drink or something, or she needs to get off the show.
And like her and Rand are just like, I'm never remodeling again. It's just
so much 10 minutes of that.
I know.
He's so gross to look at.
I know. And they go to dinner with Jax and Brittany so that Jax can replace Tom.
Yeah. And it's like, well, thank goodness you're there, Rand, because he would have just asked the waiter. I mean, it's like...
He got that on his knee.
Yes.
And also, when Rand walked up, Jax was like, oh, man, I'm so underdressed. Did you hear him say that?
Yes.
I was like, he's so...
Or how about, I'm so skinny. I mean, oh, never mind.
Yeah. He's so juvenile. Oh, I'm so underdressed.
Well, he's having to impress his sugar daddy because
Rand.
He said, Rand and I have become such good friends. He takes me places. He buys me things. I really like him.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, true. That's why Lala likes him.
That's the same. Good thing Rand has some money. I don't think he'd have any friends.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, so they did a little bit of the pastor stuff because Jax went to the bar and said, Sandoval, can you take a break? And they went in the back, and he said, you haven't called me for 5 days. You haven't tried to apologize. You haven't. And he said, I can't have you in my wedding. So, and Sandoval stood his ground and said, you don't understand, Jax, which I think he's an ass.
Well, I did get the vibe that it has been the Brittany and Jax show for a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Tom's not getting all the props he needs.
Yeah.
So therefore, Ariana needs to be bi. She needs to be depressed and bi.
Yeah.
And
Tom needs to be offended by the pastor.
And Tom needs to, you know, take a stand that, you know, Jax wasn't going to acknowledge it until Lisa said.
Yeah. Well, and so Brent, the new guy who I've been following on Instagram forever because he was Carly Bell's boyfriend, who was the first YouTuber I ever watched on YouTube in 2011.
He talked about her.
Yeah, he went on a date with that other girl who thought he was like so boring and stupid, I guess. Oh, she was like, I feel like I'm listening to a podcast.
I know. She was so condescending.
Talking to you is like listening to a podcast. It's not this good podcast.
Well, I mean, you should be so lucky.
I know.
I mean, she's sitting across from this hot guy who seems very, and she, I'm sorry, she's ugly.
She was ugly.
She has chiclet teeth. I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but for her to behave like she was, she has no reason.
Yeah. Like, he should be so honored to be with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, she's, and he's like, well, you know, I thought we could, and she's like, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe so. Try to call me. I don't know. I might answer.
Yeah.
Like, that is such, it's just such bull. She's trying to play the other, you know, the hard to get.
Well, and how about Sheena fussing at him on the phone? Sheena was right.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I really just don't see you guys together.
Yeah. Sheena aggravates the crap out of me, though.
But she was right.
She was.
They didn't match. So.
Yeah. And then Max, now that he says he wants to be exclusive with Dana.
I know.
Now he's given her the.
He said, I meant like exclusive that night.
Did he say that?
No, I don't know what he said, but something like that.
Something she's like, now that we're exclusive, he blows me off.
He was like, no, I'm really I was really tired when we were talking about it, so I don't really know what was said.
Yeah. And him, another one.
I know.
Who does he think he is?
I know. The audacity.
Yeah.
So I think
now Dana should be with Brent, maybe because their partners think they're all that.
Maybe. Well,
that would be a good way to go with the storyline, producers, because it's really kind of flopping.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about New Jersey. It was the season finale. This is probably the last thing we'll have to talk about.
Yeah. So it was a real quickie as far as the group was concerned.
Well,
to end it all,
Melissa told Margaret that Teresa told Danielle to pull her ponytail.
Yeah, she told the whole group. They were like, oh, how was your lunch? How was your lunch? And she goes, well, I heard some disturbing news. Danielle said she was told to pull Margaret's hair by Teresa.
Yeah.
And the camera shots were priceless. They were showing Teresa's face.
Yeah.
And then they were showing Margaret. And Margaret said, no, I don't believe it. And I believe that was real. Margaret said, no, I don't believe. I believe the housewives are real.
Oh, yeah.
Those housewives.
Yeah.
And the others, Jacqueline and Jennifer, they were like, what? What? Oh, my God. Because they all hate Danielle.
Yep.
And Dolores.
Not Dolores.
Teresa. Oh, no, you didn't do that.
And they broke the fourth wall.
They did.
Because Teresa threw her drink on. She was throwing
and
it on the camera.
Shot the bird at the producer.
Yeah,
she said, I'm done with y'all.
Yeah, and so Melissa said, Dolores said, why is she throwing that at me? And she goes, she's throwing it at the producers. She's mad that they told.
Yeah.
Or they showed.
And they said, is this going to be on?
Yeah.
Is this going to be
Melissa
on?
Melissa said, yeah, it's going to be on.
But I think Melissa was involved in all of it.
Of course, she has no story of her own.
Yeah, so Melissa said, let me go and talk to Danielle, and we'll arrange all of this and blow it out on Teresa at the end.
Yeah, but then Teresa said, yeah, I did do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It kind of seemed like it just blew over right there.
Yeah, well, we'll see in the reunion how it goes.
Yeah,
because they still needed the extra time to show Teresa and her girls go to Italy for a weekend.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Because they have school.
What the heck? They can't miss a Monday of school.
Yeah. So they kind of ended it there and just kind of.
Yeah.
Margaret and Teresa talked on the porch.
Yeah. And she said, I can't believe that you knew that that's what happened.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I thought that was a stupid story about the ponytails anyway. So. But Teresa, all the girls go to Italy to see Joe.
Yeah.
Did he get that skinny in jail?
Yes.
Because they don't have food or what?
I think it was easy to diet and he worked out. Got nothing else to do.
Hmm. Maybe some people that are really overweight should go to jail for a little bit.
Yeah. It's called Biggest Loser.
So, yeah. So they go to Italy and Teresa's not interested.
Oh, God.
But to me, I think it kind of showed a little bit of Joe's character, how much the girls love him.
Yeah.
Like, even Gia, I mean, she's old. She's like 17.
Yeah, and she's smart enough to... She's heard those conversations on the phone.
Yeah.
And I can relate to that. My mom and dad had a crazy relationship, and I knew that my daddy was wrong 99% of the time, and I still... It didn't matter. I used to blame my mom for nagging him.
Yeah, that's so backwards.
Yeah. That's so I can understand how that... The little girls with their daddies, it's like...
Yeah.
It's separate from the relationship that he has with Teresa and how he treats Teresa, so...
Yeah. Well, and that he sent them to jail for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's only been 4 years.
I know. It seems longer than
that. I thought
they
each did 4 years.
No, Teresa did 40 months, which is...
Almost
40 months is...
That's 1 year.
No, 12 months is a year. She didn't do...
Oh.
She was supposed to do 41 months or something, and then she did half of that. So I think she did 18 months, like a year and a half or something like that. She did more than a year. And then he was...
Did they film Housewives in that year?
Oh, yeah. He was the one at home taking care. And then they would call her on the phone, and Gia was getting dressed for her.
I don't think they missed her as much as they missed him.
I know. They didn't play it up that much, for sure. But she's a dumb ditzy.
Yeah. She's so dumb.
I mean.
Yeah. So.
She doesn't know who Charles Manson is.
Did you see when they were in the room having a talk, and he was swirling the wine? And he said, I'm trying to see if it has legs. And she goes, I have legs. Yeah, I was like,
she's like, why are you doing that? Stop doing that. That's annoying. Why are you doing that?
He goes, I'm trying to see if it has legs. She goes, I have legs.
She don't want to show him her legs.
Yeah. So,
but how convenient he has all his cousins and uncles.
So is he immigrant?
Yes.
From, like,
he is a first generation, because like she said, and they've shown in the past when they go back to visit Italy. Yeah. His parents and her parents were born in the same town.
Oh.
And they immigrated to America. So they are both first generation in the United States. But Teresa was born in the U.S., so she's a citizen.
Mm.
He was not. He was too.
Is he DACA?
Well, it could be DACA, I guess, but he's too old.
Oh.
They didn't have DACA then, but he was two.
So when you break the law, you get sent.
Well, he's a felon now and not a citizen. Hmm. So usually they send your bahonky back. But
it's very interesting. They can't make this shit up. It's amazing.
I know.
Like when Catherine got pregnant twice with the Thomas Ravenel's baby. This is like the most realist TV.
Yeah, the producers can, they do a lot, but man.
Joe, for our next season, can you avoid paying your taxes for 3 years or something?
Yeah, and defraud our banks and...
Please. Yeah. It'll be a really good story in 2020.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, some DA got a hold of that and was like, we're going to get this guy.
Yeah. But I thought Teresa was, I was proud of Teresa for...
Yeah.
Saying,
yeah,
you did this. I'm not being with you anymore.
Yeah, because at first it was like, oh, it's so unfair.
Yeah.
Why are they doing that to us, Joe? They're framing us.
Yeah.
They're saying we did all this wrong. And now it's
Joe's
real
fault.
Baby. Yeah.
Maybe prison changed her.
Well, I think it's when her mom died. Then she's like, I missed the whole last year of my mother's being with my mother because I was in jail because of you. That's what it was.
Man, you can't make this shit up.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah. What a beautiful little town, though, huh?
I know.
But I don't know. Where do you work? What do you do?
I don't know. Make pasta?
I guess.
Be a wine person?
Oh, yeah, because it got legs.
Yeah. Being a wine person has a name. It's called something.
A winery?
No, like the person that knows all the wines.
I know. I don't know what it is. Well, so that was the season finale. So I'm waiting for the reunion.
Stay tuned, people.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
Any other shows?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if we do, we'll
talk about it next time. Did we watch any documentaries? We talked about The Pharmacist. I think we
I don't know, but we've already been talking for 55
okay,
minutes.
Okay, we can recap that next time.
We don't want to lose our audience, you know?
No, I don't want them to be bored.
All right. Well, follow me at Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha.
And we'll see you guys in the next podcast.
Bye-bye.